When you need to make sure you and your family are fed, dental care takes a lower priority. As the head of Urbana's El Centro por los Trabajadores, Hugh Phillips has seen hundreds of migrant workers come to his agency seeking help, but only when the pain gets to be too much.
I have never had any of them come forward and say that they would like to have their teeth cleaned, or they would like to have, if they have cavities, Dimitri, nothing. It's always been, I have this problem.
Phillips says in Mexico, dentists are fairly common and their treatments are inexpensive by U.S. standards. Still, many Mexican and Guatemalan immigrants in the working class grew up disregarding their teeth out of necessity, and preventive care was considered a luxury. They now pay the consequences.
The cultural things do come into play. They do not have a tradition of high priority on certain hygienic things. In Mexico, they have very good medical care, as I said, but a lot of the populations in various villages, which probably make up the bulk of the population, tradition of prenatal care and all these things leaves a lot to be desired. Not that it wouldn't be available, but their tradition of how they do it, they just don't have that habit.
One's upbringing, their image of dentistry and its importance, makes for a hard habit to break. Even if that's overcome, language may then get in the way.
Want me to make a copy of this and stick it in your file?
Director Deborah Lavna talks with a client at the East Central Illinois Refugee Mutual Assistance Center. While Guadalupe Abreu pours over a database of immigrants who have come in for medical assistance since the first of the year. Abreu is a medically certified translator, and Lavna says she has so many medical appointments to follow, dental appointments often get short shrift, even at publicly funded clinics.
She's used at the hospitals. They pay us, but we don't charge the dentists. So we try not to get too involved with them. We make appointments. And that, but there are other things that she couldn't be doing and should be doing rather than translating at the dentist. It's a catch-22.
Abreu says many people with dental problems leave for Chicago's Latino neighborhoods for affordable help if they can make the trip and find a clinic that will schedule them. For many Spanish speakers, as well as speakers of other languages, Bosnian, Chinese, Congolese, French, the only available translators may be their children who learn English in school. That opens up a whole raft of problems. Abreu says kids just don't have the vocabulary.
Root canal. You tell this to a kid. Root canal. Okay, root, what, how do you say? It doesn't translate literally in the same way too, at least Spanish. So if you are a kid and you don't even know what is root canal, how would you translate this to your family member? It is so difficult.
In Champaign County, where nearly 15,000 residents were born outside the country, not many people know of more than one or two dental health professionals who are fluent in Spanish. Nor is the dental field rich in racial diversity. There's only one African-American dentist in the county. Most dental patients say race isn't an issue when they go to the dentist. Paulette Coleman helps guide families to dental care as a volunteer with the Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. To her and her children, any qualified dentist is a good dentist.
I don't care who helping me get out of pain. there's a lot of nice dentists of different nationalities around, you know, if you can afford the care.
But the head of a program aimed at recruiting more minorities into the dental profession says patients are not totally colorblind. As the director of the Urban Health Program, Daryl Pendleton recruits a handful of minority students each year to the University of Illinois Chicago School of Dentistry.
Most of the African American population, for example, is served by African American dentists. A sizable percentage of the Hispanic population is served by Hispanic dentists. Not to say that other races are not able to provide services to this population. It's just that the literature shows us that it's better or ideal to have individuals from certain populations within the profession because the population tends to seek out those individuals for their services.
Pendleton says dental school enrollment is very slowly rising, but very few graduates opt to set up practice in underserved areas, inner cities, or very small towns. Frankly, Pendleton doesn't blame them, even though there are scholarships or other financial incentives available.
Unfortunately, what we're seeing because of the demand for dentists and the salary that the graduating students are able to command at time of graduation, that they're able to not accept the scholarships because they know that if they end up in a really lucrative practice, they'll be able to pay off whatever educational debt they have.
Dental students at UIC work with lots of low-income and minority patients, and Pendleton wishes that experience would prompt more students to serve them once they leave school. In the meantime, the program searches out African-American, Latino, and Native American students as early as middle school, hoping to cultivate their interest in dentistry. Pendleton hopes that breaks down racial and cultural barriers, but that change will have to be evolutionary. For Smile Healthy, I'm Tom Rogers.